If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
If you're looking to lose weight and lower your blood sugar, someday you may be able to do that with a single injection. More on that now from the professor at Florida International University, Dr. Eileen Marty. And this is pretty exciting stuff, isn't it, Dr. Marty?
Oh, it's fascinating. It really is. But it's real early days on this. It's really, this is not ready for prime time. There are two different approaches that are being used right now. One, in terms of genetic alterations, they're not really altering your genes. They're introducing something into particular cells, like muscle cells, that then produce within the muscle cell the same kind of molecules that we've been giving people that are incretins, right? So you've probably heard of glucagon-like peptide 1, right? GLP-1, which is we have Wegovy and Ozempic and other semiglutides, which are forms, which are, you know, sort of synthetic forms of this glucagon-like peptide 1 that has all these magnificent effects on lowering diabetes, making you less, you know, lose your obesity, you know, because it makes you feel full, and we've seen really good effects from that, although there are some side effects that are possible. What they're trying to do now is, because we all want this sort of one and done kind of feeling, right?
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, these technologies, the two make your own kind of technologies, one is by Renobio and the other one is by Fractile, they're not really one and done, which is kind of, in a way, kind of good, because since you really have to figure out exactly how much and what to give a particular individual. But if you're using like the Renobio one, which is this plasmid DNA that gets incorporated into your muscle, it's only going to last a couple of years. So you're going to have to get re-injected. Now, of course, that's better than the numbers of injections or number of pills that you're taking for the synthetic semiglutides that we do now. But it isn't a permanent fix. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
The other one uses a virus. It's an adenovirus. So it has all the same complications of any time that we use a viral vector. Right?
People on these GLP-1s, do they have to stay on them indefinitely? And is that, do you see that as a problem going forward?
So, mostly the answer is yes, but not always is the answer yes. If they get off of them, they have to realize that they may regain weight, that they may regain problems. But if they have sort of had a mental adjustment to how much to eat per day, et cetera, they may be able to stay off of them for a prolonged period of time without any serious consequences.
Who shouldn't be on these drugs? And the numbers are remarkable. In less than 2 years, the percentage of American adults using these meds for weight loss has doubled.
So obviously, if you don't need it, you shouldn't be on it. That's number one. You know, you shouldn't be doing it for purely cosmetic purposes, right? But in addition, we do have to consider if you have like a family history of certain types of things like medullary thyroid carcinoma, because in those people who have that kind of family history, taking these semiglutide type drugs and other GLP-1 agonists, they have increased chance of getting thyroid cancer. So if you have these hereditary medullary carcinomas of the thyroid in your family, if you have other genetic diseases like multiple endocrine neoplasia, people with a history of pancreatitis shouldn't take it. We actually frown on giving it to pregnant or lactating women. That it just hasn't been established that that's safe, so they certainly shouldn't be taking it. Anybody with a really severe gastrointestinal disease should probably not take these either. These drugs are mimicking what a particular cell in the GI tract does. So the GLP-1s are mimicking what something called L cells do. And so if you're already having inflammation there, probably not a good idea. And of course, allergic, right? If you have allergic reactions to the components, mm-hmm. you should obviously not take it. Oh, one more group is renal and hepatic impairment. So anybody whose kidneys aren't working right or their liver isn't working right, we have to look at those people very carefully before we dose them with any of these incretin drugs.
Have these GLP-1 drugs been around long enough for people like you to study them and deem them safe?
So the history of these drugs is actually fascinating. The concept that there was possibly something something in our bodies that could do this is really old, back to 1906, that there was a theory that this might exist. It wasn't until 1970 that we first discovered one of these types of hormones in our bodies. And then in 1980, we discovered the GLP-1, which is a little bit different, a little bit better. And then, by 1992, there were some really interesting experiments using Gila monster poison. There's a protein in Gila monsters called extendin 4 that what made it so special is that, first of all, it looks a lot like, it has a very similar sequence, like 64% or something like that, of the GLP-1, but the enzyme that normally breaks up GLP-1 in our body didn't work, so it lasted longer. And that gave researchers the idea of making a better version of GLP-1. So already we've had these kinds of drugs since 2005, when the first version of the poison from the Gila monster was used. But nothing really revved up until we finally had semaglutide available, like around 2017. So if you're asking me how much time we've had to study it, in one sense, we've had decades, but in reality, really only since 2017, and we learn more every day.
We will see what happens in the next few years. As you say, it's just initial testing right now. The race to turn your body into a GLP-1 factory. I think I need some of this right now because I'm jonesing for a candy bar, Dr. Murphy.
Seriously, Bob. Right now, it's much safer to use the drugs that are available because we just don't know exactly what would be ideal or how long these are going to last in a given individual. And to be able to titrate it to a person, one particular person, it's much easier with a drug than it is with any kind of genetic work.
You got that. I need that hormone that signals the brain. I don't need any food. Many of us need that. Dr. Eileen Marty, infectious disease specialist. Thanks as always. Talk to you next Wednesday.
Talk to you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.